Hello, everybody, and welcome to Season 1, Episode 22 of TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM Autograph Collector. My name is Jeff Baker, and I'm your host. And I'd just like to welcome you to the program. We have a fun interview that I conducted the other day with Cody from California. He is, I'm going to name him the Boy Wonder because he's a 17-year-old TTM collector, mostly in football, that has some amazing returns. You can check out Cody's Instagram account at Signed Autographs on Instagram, and he has a ton of returns, so hopefully you will enjoy our talk. You can reach me with any feedback or any questions at ttmcast@yahoo.com. My website is www.ttmcast.com, and you can find my Twitter account at @casttm. I'm also on Instagram at ttmcast, and the podcast can be found anywhere podcasts are available, including Spotify, Podbean, Google Listen, iTunes, and I am also on Stitcher. So the podcast is all over the place. Please spread the word about this podcast. If you're interested in TTM collecting, this is the podcast for you. And now on to our first section segment. It is Baker's Dozen, just kind of a brain dump of what's been happening the past week or so. We run our podcast every other week now. And since the last time, I actually went to Patriot training camp yesterday in Foxborough. Had a good time. It was a really hot day. Got a couple of in-person autographs. Got to actually meet up with Cody from California, who was in for the training camp for a couple days. Traveled in by himself and got to meet him for a few minutes, and actually got to hand him a TTM Cast t-shirt for appearing on the program today. So that was kind of neat. So I was need to meet people in the industry and people that we talk to in the hobby. I mean, we have the national convention coming up in Chicago in a couple days. I was scheduled to attend, but because of family emergency, I had to back out, so I will not be attending the national this year in Chicago. I plan to attend next year in Atlantic City, but hopefully you guys who that do attend have a great time and get some, looking forward to some good feedback. There's all sorts of people signing at the National in Chicago, and should be a great show. Also, one of the interesting information, sportscollectorsdigest.com has been purchased. They got purchased by a company called Interactive Media. The F&W Media was a what filed for bankruptcy, and they sold six of their magazines to Interactive Active Interest Media, and Sports Collectors Digest was one of them. So hopefully it continues producing great content. I understand that no one is losing their job, which is fantastic, and we look forward to some great content from Sports Collectors Digest in the coming years. And now on to our Why Does Archie Manning Hate Me segment. And I'm happy to report, I guess. Sad to report. I don't know. I got another return, RTS, from Archie Manning last week, my seventh one, and I think I'm done with him. I'm not quite sure why he hates me. I've seen that in the past week or so. He's been had a couple returns people have posted, so for some reason he does not like me, and does not have luck. I have not had luck enough to get his autograph, so I think I'm going to go turn to eBay and maybe just purchase one just so I have one for my collection, because I really would like to have one. I was a big fan of his when I was a kid, but just didn't happen. That's about it all for the Archie Manning Hate Me. No one on the list has really been taken off other than Mr. Manning staying on the list. Had some good returns the last couple weeks. Been building my 1992 NFL Game Day set. I got Chris Dishman and Bubba McDowell from the Houston Oilers. Thane Gash from the San Francisco 49ers. And my friend Rob from Montana sent me a Mike Pryor card. I had sent him a few car doubles that I had in game days. He's the one that kind of turned me on to it and sent me a Mike Pryor from the Indianapolis Colts. So thanks, Rob, for hooking me up. Got a Raleigh Fingers back from my 1978 set with no donation, which was pretty cool. And all these have been coming back in a couple weeks, usually about 2 weeks on returns. An old one, I got Carl Mecklenburg from the Denver Broncos in 1990 and 1991. Pro set cards, I see he has been signing. I sent those out to him last November, so it's been a while. But we did get Carl Mecklenburg back after a long time, and I know he's been getting a lot of returns lately, so he's catching up on his fan mail, which was very excited. I guess he comes off my this Archie Manning hate me list. Also, I got two nice returns from Bill Fitch, the Hall of Fame coach for the New Jersey Nets and Boston Celtics, and I got a 1991 Flair card. He signed the front and the back, and he sent me a postcard, which was kind of cool. So that was about, I don't know, maybe 2 months I got a return from Bill Fitch, but very happy to get that. I got Mike Blowers, 1999 Tops, and maybe about a month, and Steve Sisdak, who was pitcher for the Cubs, signed a 2019 Heritage card for me. I love those cards, and I had sent one out to him back in spring training, and I never got a return from him, so I sent another one out, maybe, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, and I got a quick return from him, so I probably got lost at the end of spring training, because I know he's a big proponent, big TTM guy and signs through the mail all the time, so appreciate that. So a lot of returns in the last couple weeks. They've been coming in at a regular basis. Also, a couple weeks ago, I got a Jason Alexander, George Costanza from Seinfeld. 8x10 back, and I forgot to mention that took probably about 6 months, but it was nice to get that return. I'm a big Seinfeld fan, so very happy with the returns, keeping sending out. I've been trying to send out 10 to 15 a week and been pretty consistent getting them out for my 1978 and my game day set to try to build those up, and they're doing pretty well. And now for our Vern Rapp Minute. This is dedicated to Mr. Vern Rapp, who passed away after I had sent out a TTM request to him. I learned he had passed away, so I was kind of embarrassed sending out a TTM request to somebody who had passed away. So I do this as a service to my fellow TTMers so that they don't send out requests for people who had recently passed away. So kind of a big list, unfortunately, over the last 2 weeks in terms of celebrity and baseball and sports. So we lost a bunch of people. We lost Rutger Hauer, who was a actor in Blade Runner and all sorts of movies in the 80s and 90s. He passed away. He was 75 years old. David Hedison. David Hedison was a star of Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea. He was also been in James Bond movies and a pretty regular actor in the 60s and 70s. So David Hedison from Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea has passed away. In football, we lost Mitch Petras, I'm sorry. He was a former NFL lineman. Played for the Giants. He was on their Super Bowl team. He also played for the Titans and the Patriots. He was only 32, so he passed away. We lost Pernell Whitaker, who was a boxing legend. He was 55. He unfortunately got hit by a car. So sad to say we lost Pernell Whitaker recently. We also lost a bunch of people in the world of baseball. Jim Bowden, who was known as a great Yankee pitcher in the 60s and wrote the best-selling book Ball 4. He was a member of the first Seattle Pilots team. He passed away. He was 80. I believe he was ill and over the last years, and he was a pretty good signer when he was feeling better after his playing days, signing his books and his cards. He was featured in most Topps issues from 1962 to 1968. Ernie Bergoglio, who claim to fame was being traded for Lou Brock from the Cardinals to the Cubs. He was a pretty good pitcher for the Cardinals and Cubs in his day. He passed away. He was in Topps issues from 1959 to 1966, and he was a pretty good pitcher in his own right. We lost Pumpsy Green. Pumpsy Green was the first African-American that played for the Boston Red Sox. And he also finished up his career with the New York Mets. He was 85. He was featured in Topps issues from 1960 to 1964. His 63 and 64 cards were with the Mets. His 60, 61, and 62 cards were featured as member of the Red Sox. We lost Don Mossy, who at the age of 90, and he had a pretty extensive career. He was a pitcher, and he was featured in Topps cards from 1955 to 1966. He pitched for the Cleveland Indians and Detroit Tigers and finished up his career with the White Sox and Kansas City A's. He was 90 years old, so Don Mossy passed away. And that kind of closes out our Vern Rap Minute. Condolences to their family for their losses. And we'll, some of these people were big friends of our hobby and were regular signers on TTM. And for our last segment, we have an interview with Cody from California. He is, I'm dubbing him the Boy Wonder. He's a big TTMer. He's only 17 years old. He has some great returns. We talk about his, how he got into collecting and the things that he's really into. So hopefully you enjoy our interview.
Joining us on the TTM Cast hotline from the state of California is my new friend. I just met him. His name is Cody. He is on Instagram at Signed Autographs. And Cody is the youngest person we've actually interviewed for the show. He's 17, but he is a huge TTMer. And that's why we're bringing Cody on the line today to talk TTM, because, boys, he can teach you guys a few things if you've seen some of his posts. So, Cody, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. Thank you for the opportunity and everything we're doing today.
All right. Well, you're welcome. I'm looking forward to speaking with you. Just for my listeners, I kind of came across Cody's posts the last couple days, and he has been wowing me, just to say the least. Didn't realize he was such a young person, and it's great to see a young person in the hobby. Sometimes we think we're a bunch of old guys trying to get autographs, but it's nice to see young person out there. So, Cody, how did you get interested in collecting?
That's a great question. When I was younger, about 16 years old, I met someone in Massachusetts, and he when I went to Patriots training camp, and he showed me how to do this whole TTM thing, and I really got, I was like, you know what, I'll try this. I'll see if I can send some cards to my favorite team, the New England Patriots. And I sent two or three off, you send Brady and hope you get it back. I mean, everyone does that once in a while. And I sent a Shane McClellan card because he was one of my favorite linebackers at the time. And I come back after training camp and I open up my mailbox and it says to Cody Cleary. And, I'd never got a mail before at that age. So it was just really cool. I opened it up and there it is, a signed card by Shane McClellan. And I was like, wow, this is like a whole new world. I don't have to, go and get the autograph. I can maybe send the player it and get them. It's just a great thing. So I really started maybe 2 years ago, and it just really blossomed into something huge now where I'm sending to big-time players. Like, I sent to Brady a few weeks ago, and I got that back. I've sent to many players. I've sent to Traquan Smith, Drew Brees. I mean, they've all come back, and it's just like, wow, this is really, really something I love to do.
Yeah, I mean, I saw you had Aaron Rodgers, you have Antonio Brown, there's all sorts of Larry Fitzgerald, who I've been trying to get for like a year, and I haven't had any luck with him. So what's your secret? Do you send out a letter, or how are you getting these guys back so quick?
So actually, the Larry Fitzgerald and the Aaron Rodgers, I recently got through the golf tournament, the celebrity golf tournament in Tahoe.
Okay.
So I went up there and had a really good time. I just got back about 2 days ago, and I met all of them there. But it's just I sent out the letter, and you know, a lot of people send letters or notes or something. I actually send these questionnaires to these players. So I send questionnaires, and the few questions I ask them, you know, so how is college different from the NFL? What's your favorite sports moment? And what's your favorite food? And I just ask them those to just really get to know the player and see what they're like. So, I mean, if you want, I could share a few of them with some of the players I've gotten.
Yeah, now is it a handwritten note that you're sending out, or do you type them out? It's all handwritten.
It's a handwritten note, and I tell them, I write a little thing at the bottom thanking them for their time and tell them that I'm 17 years old and this is going into my collection. So it's really something that they see that I'm putting in the time and effort, because I feel like with maybe typing something, it's not really as you're writing it. So it's you're really putting your heart into it.
Now, how many questionnaires do you think you've gotten back?
I've gotten hundreds of them back. I'll share. I got Traquan Smith back, the guy that caught the passing yard record for Drew Brees.
Yeah.
And he just put. I'll just say his favorite sports moment. It was winning the state championship his junior year of high school. He really liked that. And his favorite food, seafood. And the difference from the NFL, he said, everyone is much bigger and faster. The NFL is my job. You spend more countless hours working out and getting better. So I thought that was – it's just something different, and you get to see what their perspective is of what the game's really like. So,
how many requests do you think you're sending out a week?
About a week. I used to, about maybe a few months ago, I would send out maybe 4 or 5 a week. Just,
okay.
You know, every once in a while, right? You know, I'd see it on the white pages or one of those TTM websites, and I see a guy sign it. So, that'd be a good guy to add to my collection. So I'd send them out.
Now, do you send out a questionnaire with everyone, and you send a picture or a card? Because you have all sorts of stuff I've seen that you
post. So it kind of the factor is I usually send cards just because I'm 17 years old. I don't get a lot of money, so it's a lot easier to send the cards because it's a lot cheaper. And it's been great for my grandma. My grandma loves grabbing me. I always ask her, "Can you grab me some stamps?" And she's like, "Yeah, sure, I'll grab you some stamps." So shout out to grandma for always helping me and giving me stamps. But yeah, I usually do cards. I'm actually doing the 2015 Bowler set and the Vertex set of 2017.
Okay.
So I'm doing those right now and sending out a few. I actually sent to a few players, and they're sending them back, like Max Williams I just sent to, the tight end. I met him in person, and he said he'd signed a few cards via mail, so he's a really nice guy.
I saw you had Travis Kelce. Did you get him at the tournament?
Yeah, he was so nice. I mean, he was really cool with the fans, and he was really nice. He'd, come up and be like, "Yeah, how you doing?" Really, really respectful. Some of these football players nowadays, I mean, it's kind of hard to find people like that because they think they're too big,
Yep.
So it's crazy.
No, I know. It made me smile that you're a New England Patriots fan outside of New England, because there's not many of we're hated outside of New England, as you know. But I see you've gotten Gronk back. Was Gronk through the mail, or was that in person?
I've actually gotten him through the mail and in person, so I've gotten him both. And, opening that was just, crazy. I was screaming out of my mind. it's Gronk. I mean, it's sad that he's retiring, but I think it's for the better of him. But it was – when you open up that mail and you've been waiting so long, as they call the TTM game, it's a waiting game and you get that person that you wanted so bad for your collection, it just makes it so much better.
Now, I'm going to be I'm jealous and green with envy because you've gotten Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Through the mail as well?
Yes, I've gotten him twice now. So I did two cards because I was a little iffy about it. It was via a private address, and I sent it, and I was scared, and And I wasn't sure if it was going to come back. You know, you got to take shots sometimes, you know. You got to try every address. I've heard of people trying 50 different addresses for Brady. So
yep.
I tried, I think this is my 15th time in my TTM career sending to Brady. And when it came back, I was thrilled. You could ask my mom. I was screaming out of my mind. And then,
I know you've listened to the podcast once or twice, but I have a thing called "Why Does RT Manning Hate Me?"
And oh yeah, I heard about that. Yeah,
that is because I sent over 6 requests to RT Manning, and he's never signed for me. So I admire your due diligence and your stick-to-itiveness, because I just tried one more with Archie Manning. We'll see. I haven't gotten
fingers
him
crossed.
Yet.
Fingers crossed, yeah.
He's on my list, and Brady obviously is on my list. I've tried him a couple times, but you're inspiring me to try again. One of the guys that my guess is Brady. Who do you have on your list that you know, your top 2 or 3 that you really like to get?
So I do a mix of TTM and in-person autographs. So I really like I'm really trying to get Calvin Johnson that right now.
Okay.
I would love to just meet him one and get it through the mail. It's just I was younger, but watching him when I was growing up, you know, 10, 11 years old, I mean, he was just amazing. He was like the Randy Moss and, you know, Jerry Rice of your era. He just was a different kind of wide receiver and brought a different physicality out there on the field.
Yep. I don't know if you heard my the gentleman that I interviewed last week. He actually sent out to Calvin Johnson and got one back.
So really? Wow.
There is hope.
Cool. Yeah, I've sent him like 2 or 3 times, but right. I need
Calvin Johnson. Who else?
Calvin Johnson. I wanted to get Antonio Brown, which I got. He's been a really nice guy to me. I've met him since he came out to California, and he was one of the coolest guys I've ever met. Probably he was really nice to me. So,
all right. Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, you have a little advantage over us old guys, as I said earlier. You know, when a 17-year-old kid goes up to these guys and asks for autographs,
yeah.
They're flattered. When a 54-year-old guy goes up to them and asks for their autograph, they kind of say, what are you trying to do? So, I mean, I'm passionate like you, and I'm a fan, and I don't sell my stuff, so
yeah,
I'm collecting just
that.
Like you. So, but sometimes these guys are a little gun-shy about signing us for us old guys. So cool. I know you're planning on coming out to Boston to go to the Patriots camp. Are you planning on going to other training camps this summer?
I plan on maybe hitting up the 49ers training camp, and just because Patriots tie the Jimmy Garoppolo, I love him. He's a really great quarterback, and I love watching him in California just evolve into a good player, and I just wish him the best of luck. I actually, last year I got Jacoby Brissett, Jimmy Garoppolo, and all I need is Brady left on the photo. It's them of running out in Super Bowl 53.
So, nice.
Hoping to complete that coming up in this trip. So,
now, do you print your own photos, or where do you get your photos?
We have this place in California. It's called Costco. I don't know if you guys have them out there.
Oh, sure.
But it's a really cheaper way. It's good, great quality pictures. I like to print if I meet players, 11 by 14, it's just hard to send in the mail. But I send 8 by 10s in the mail usually when it's a player that I really like. Like Brady, I just got back on an 8 by 10, a Super Bowl photo. So that was another one that is really cool.
So you're just going online and finding photos you like and then take them and print them out?
Yeah. Yep.
Now, how about, did your dad collect and help you start it all?
My dad does not collect, but my brother actually had a lot of football cards, and he gave them to me. And when I got them, I was going through them. I was like, man, these are really cool cards. And I just collect football cards. And then, as I told you, I found out about sending it to the mail. I never knew you could send players' mail to the stadium or send it to find house addresses and all that. But when I found that, and it's my passion to, because I like cards, to send those out to my players, to players, and get them signed. It's just really cool. Like Mike Hayes, he's a way back old Patriot.
And I know him. I just got him about 2 weeks ago.
I know. I got him just recently too, and I was thrilled to get him because he was an amazing athlete for the Patriots when he played there. It was a short time. I know it was a short time, but when he played there, he played really well. And I really had more years with him.
You know, some of the older Patriots back in the 80s, the Steve Grogans and Steve Nelsons,
yeah.
and
yep.
you just got Chris Slade back. A lot of those guys signed through the mail. So,
yeah, no, that's what I like about the older Patriots. They're really good about that. But one of them that I got back maybe 2 or 3 months ago. I don't know if you saw it, but I got Vontae Davis before he pulled the plug.
Okay.
And that one was really cool to get because I was trying to get him right when he got on the Bills, and I just saw people getting him back, and I wasn't getting him back, and then it finally came back when he said he's going to retire, so it was really cool to get that one back.
Nice. Yeah, I
now,
know.
Do you have any favorite?
I do not have any of him. I have I obviously collect mostly a lot of Patriots cards. I'm collecting the 1992 game day set. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's kind of a tall boy set. They're kind of cool cards. So I've got over 175 of those signed.
Wow.
And I've been collecting for TTM for about 2 years now, a little more than 2 years. And I collected back when I was your age, and then kind of had all these cards sitting around. And one day I said, what am I going to do with all my cards? Because my kids don't like them. And one of the guys that I work with collects autographs. And so I started sending out a couple to got people that I like, Patriots guys, and got them back. And I got the bug. You know, all you need to do is get one or two in the mail back, and then you're hooked. So,
yeah. What was your first TTM, though?
Well, this is way back when I was kind of like you, okay? When I was in, I was 15, 16, 17 years old when I was in high school, I had a teacher that was a huge history fan, and he was into collecting autographs, and I had all these cards. So I got this is back in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s. I sent out to like Hank Aaron and Joe DiMaggio and Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays and Stan Musial and all these guys and I got them all back. They would
wow, that's
back
great.
Back. So I was more of a baseball fan than a football fan back then. I didn't really collect football cards, real say. And then my first one that I got back when I started is Steve Grogan. Again, I'm a Patriots fan, and I saw he signed, so I sent out 8 or 10 Patriot cards, and I got a lot of them back. I don't get as much success as I used to, but I'm still getting a lot of success. What do you think your success rate is? Do you have any idea? You keeping track of when you send them out, when they come back?
I used to keep a track to just see how long it would take, but I've sent out so many. I've sent out quite a bit for my 2015 set because I've seen I found a few private addresses for guys that aren't in the league anymore. But
okay.
probably my success rate is, to be honest, it'd probably be 30%, under 50%, 30% between there. It's just really hard. Some guys will sign for you know, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, and then they're done. You know, like the rookies, when they come in, they'll sign for a little bit, and then they'll be done for the rest of their career. So you just gotta be on the game. You can't be slacking.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. You're talking the converted here, my friend. Now, I saw you had some vintage cards in your collection. Did you go out and buy those on eBay or to the local store? Or you had some of those in your collection from your brother?
So I actually had a few from my brother, which was really cool. And whenever I get those signed, they kind of mean a lot more to me just because they're older and they're something that, you know, that's been in my family for quite a while. So to get them signed, it's really cool to see. Like I have a Jim Otto Jim Otto is. I love Jim. My dad's a huge fan of Jim Otto. He's a Raider fan, unfortunately. That was probably one of my first few I got back was Jim Otto. And then there's Gern Nagler. I don't know if you've heard of him.
No, I don't know him.
My grandpa was telling me about this guy that he used to work with, and he played for the Chicago Cardinals. And I go, oh, really? What's his name? So it was Gern Nagler, and I looked him up on the on one of the pages, and his name came up with an address. So I picked up a cheap card off of eBay, and I sent it to him, and he sent it back, and I sent this whole letter saying that my grandpa used to work with him, and we've kind of stayed in touch. So it's like little connections you make along the way with some of these people. I mean, they may be new players, they may be older players, but it was really cool to, you know, get that. You know, my grandpa worked with this guy way back in like 1970, and he plays for the Chicago Cardinals. So,
well, you know what, friend, when you're my age, 1970 wasn't too way, way back.
Yeah.
I was a kid then, but I do remember 1970.
Yeah. That's great.
Now how do you display your stuff? I know you have all sorts of cool photos I've seen, and you have gloves signed and jerseys. Do you have a room in your house that your mom and dad gave you and said, hey, decorate to your heart's content, or how you?
That's a great question. So for the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, I've kind of gotten into the whole autographing thing. And I go, Mom, there's this game room that we have. I go, Mom, see these windows? I go, there's these Michael frames that you could put jerseys in between. I go, it'd be perfect, perfect size. So we go and measure it, and we put them up, and she goes, wow, those look really good. She goes, okay, we'll put up these, and that's it. Okay. And then we found this garage sale thing for about $15. It's like a really nice thing that goes around the TV. And I start putting helmets in there, mini helmets signed and cards on a display. And then she goes, wow, that looks good. And then we get this little thing at IKEA that's like a box. It's like a square that you can hold big helmets in, small helmets, footballs, everything, cards. She goes, that looks good. So I started, you know, chipping away at it, and we converted it into a full-on NFL room.
Nice.
I mainly do football, and I'm trying to get in my room every NFL team. So right now I'm at 21 teams. I just picked up at Tahoe. I did two photos. I don't know if you saw them. They're Andy Dalton and Josh Allen.
I did.
I really like Josh Allen a lot. I think even though he plays for the Bills, I think he's a really good player. And it was just, he's a really nice guy. He was really down to earth and very nice to meet. So it was great to add him to my collection.
Well, you know what? You should really take a picture of your room because it's something to be proud of. And post it up because people love to see how people display their stuff. One thing I would recommend is that you got to watch out for sunlight because sunlight will really, eat away at the pictures and at the autographs. So you got to be careful about how much sunlight gets into that room.
Yeah. I put all the blinds down. I don't really turn on the lights too much, but I definitely try to keep it out of the sunlight just because you don't know, you know, it eats away really quickly. So
it does. Everyone, we're talking with Cody. He is at Signed Autograph on Instagram. I recommend everyone go check out his page. He's got, what, you got a couple of hundred followers right now, right?
Yeah, I think I'm about 800 right now. So.
Yeah, and he posts all the time. There's all sorts of cool posts. He posts mostly current players, which is they're harder to get than the retired guys. So, but you know, you're doing it right, Cody. I think you're showing a true passion for it. I think the players understand that you're in it because you love it, not because you're trying to make a quick buck on their signature, and that sometimes turns them away from it. So, hopefully you have good luck with these guys, and it sounds like you're in a nice place because the players seem, you know, are in your area for events, and your parents are supporting you with that, which is great.
Thank you.
Like you, I have to ask for my stamps too. I have to say, honey, I need stamps.
Yeah.
You just ask grandma. You probably have an easier go at that I do.
I know. with the whole stamps going up, she told me, she was like, you know, these stamps are, I was like, oh, I know. I was a little mad about it. The whole stamps went up, but, it's just really fun. But one of my favorites, just maybe the last thing to put in, was sure. I got a game-worn jersey by Patrick Chung. And,
wow.
I love Patrick Chung. I bought it with my own money. I worked really hard for it. And I got the jersey, and it wasn't signed, but it was official by the Patriots Pro Shop. And I buy it, and I've had it for about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try it. I'm going to send a direct message to Patrick Chung and see if he can sign it. And about a day or two goes by, I ask some people to tag him in it, and I get a message back from Patrick Chung. He goes, I'll be more than happy to sign your jersey.
That's
and
awesome.
I was like, I was thrilled that, you know, he even acknowledged me. So he was really nice. I met him I went to a Patriot game recently. I went to the Chicago game.
Sure.
We went, and I told him, I go, hey, I'm going to be there. And I met him at the Patriots Hotel, and he came up to me, and he goes, hey, I sent you the game-worn jersey back, didn't I? I go, yeah. And I was like, hey, Mr. Chung, is there any way I could get a pair of your cleats? And, you know, I tried it. You know, you try, and he goes, yeah, sure, I'll do it. He goes, what's your address? So I sent him my address, and I go, do you want me to pay for the shipping? Because I'll pay for it, and I'll get it. He goes, no, that won't be necessary. So about, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks go by, and I'm sitting at home. I get someone rings the doorbell. I go to the doorbell, and the guy hands me a box from FedEx, and I go, there's one Patriot place from Patrick Chung. And I go, oh, my God, it's really happening. And I open them up, and I don't know if you've seen them, but they're really nice cleats. And if you look at Patrick Chung, he's wearing them in quite a few games. So
nice.
I game matched them, and I asked him, I go, how many games did you wear them? He goes, pretty much all of them this year. I go, wow. Yeah. So
did you try them on?
No, I didn't. I don't want to get any of my DNA on it. There's still grass stains all over it and dirt in the bottom of the shoe. So it's really, really cool. Something in my collection that I really enjoy. Probably one of my best TTMs ever.
Nice. Well, my brother-in-law, he has two boys. They're a little older now. They're in their 20s, but they have season tickets, and they're right where the Patriots coming in out of the locker room.
That's great.
So say when they were younger than you and up to your age, they would wait, and the guys would throw them their gloves after the game.
Oh, wow, nice. Yeah.
So they have tons of gloves, all, you know, dating back from like when Randy Moss played to the Patriots all the way up to now.
Wow.
So I'm going to see what I can do and see if they have any extra gloves. So maybe I can grab you a pair of gloves. I'll do my best.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
I appreciate your time. And we kind of did this on a quick turnaround. So it's nice to speak with someone that's passionate. And, you know, I think you're doing it right. Guys, go check out Cody's site on Instagram. It is Signed Autograph. He is on Instagram. Cody, do you have an email that if people have any questions, or do you want to just have them DM you on Instagram?
My DM is always open. You send a request. I may not get back to it right away, but I always check my requests for DMs. If you have any questions, anything about CTM, maybe on how to do it, you're just new to the hobby and maybe just need to step into it to help, because someone helped me, so I would love to help someone get into it and maybe get better successes than I do. So,
well, guys, if you're looking for current players, Cody has got the secret formula. He's doing a great job. Always has interesting posts. Cody, I might suggest when you do post that you do post if it was in person or TTM, just because that's always we're a TTM community, so people want to know if these guys are signing ETM, and if you've been doing that, I forgive you. I just didn't notice it.
Yeah, I usually put when it's a TTM, I always put TTM success. When it's not, I just leave it as blank.
Okay. Yeah, maybe just put an IP, just that, because you're going to get people that will ask you and then it saves you. But again, Cody, thank you. You know, I appreciate your time. You're a very articulate young man, and a benefit to the hobby. It's nice to see young people taking a passion to it. All you need is one or two returns, and sometimes you can get hooked on this thing. So I appreciate your time today.
Thank you again.
And that wraps up another edition of TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM Autograph Collector. My name is Jeff Baker, and I am your host for this fine, fine program. Our next edition of TTM Cast will be Sunday, August 11th. We're going every other week for the summer right now. If you're interested in being a guest on the program, send me a quick email at ttmcast@yahoo.com. Always looking for interesting guests to talk TTM with. I'd like to thank Cody for joining us on the program. It was a pleasure meeting Cody yesterday at the Patriots training camp, and I think he's a great addition to the hobby. He's been hopefully enjoyed our interview, and as always, I'd like to thank you, the listener, for sticking with us, and wishing you many happy returns.